He's the amazing Dr. Gray. He's Mr. Organized. He can organize your life too. And if rash develops, discontinue use.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world with all the business love you really need. StrictlyDrJ.com, StrictlyDocTorJ.com. Remember, on New HD Los Angeles, this Friday night and every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's the Strictly 80s Rewind Show with me, Dr. J, when we celebrate the greatest decade in music, the 80s, on New HD Los Angeles, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The most culturally diverse decade in music. Ask anybody, or anybody that was a teenager at that time. Okay, we have been cleared for some Strictly Business headlines, and it goes a little something like this. Okay, we're going to start off in some shoplifters beware business. Shoplifters at Kitson in Beverly Hills should think twice before attempting to act on their chosen profession.
Say what?
That's right. The store has started displaying large mugshots of shoplifters on the windows of their main store.
Say what?
Okay, everybody, let's see some big smiles.
The store is located on Robertson Boulevard. This is part of a new public shaming campaign. Videos of theft incidents are also shared across social media, where your mama can see you, and viewers frequently help identify the shoplifters. Hopefully your mama is one of them. Okay, Lisa Goodman, a stylist at Kitson, explained the reason behind the drastic measures. Quote, as a small business, we feel abandoned by the authorities. With little support from the mayor or district attorney, we've been compelled to take matters into our own hands, end quote. According to Goodman, the devastating losses due to shoplifting, which run into tens of thousands and thousands of dollars across their four locations, underline the necessity of these measures. Now, the initiative has not only been about naming and shaming, shoplifters embarrassed by their public exposure have returned stolen items to the store.
Say what?
You are a heathen. That's what you are, a heathen.
Encouraging other businesses to adapt a similar stance, Goodman says, quote, it's the only way you're going to protect your assets and your store. Let people know they can't just walk in and steal your merchandise.
You are a heathen. That's what you are, a heathen.
That's all you had to say.
Well, sometimes they haul entire tables worth of merchandise to their car, some of these people. We've seen it on the news. Other times they stuff stuff into their pockets or they wear it out. You know, I never would have thought a local shaming and naming campaign would actually get these people to return the stuff back to the store. And I mean, you're talking about having a come to Jesus meeting where you see your face and you feel so shamed that you go to the store and return it. Usually you don't see those type of characteristics in a thief or a Raiders fan. Now, to let y'all know that thefts under $950 are classified as misdemeanors, and a lot of these people don't go to jail, but $950 of groceries is a lot, okay? $950 of merchandise is a lot to these small businesses for people to get a misdemeanor and a slap on the wrist and not do any jail time. I see why they keep coming back and doing it. It's not enough penalties. So good luck to them. That's a great idea. Taking matters into their own hands. Shaming and naming. All right. Moving on to in get rich or die trying business, 50 Cent, whose name is Curtis Jackson, is opening a new film studio.
Say what?
I said Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is opening up a new film studio, but instead of launching the studio in Hollywood,
I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
He made the decision to set things up in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Say what?
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
Well, hold on. He is the latest star to make a substantial move out of Los Angeles. Quote, as someone who has always believed in the transformation power of music, film, and television, I'm beyond excited to introduce the expansion of my G-Unit film and television through the launch of G-Unit Studios right here in Shreveport, Louisiana, Jackson said in a statement. Now, Curtis said the idea of bringing the film studio to Shreveport isn't just a business decision, but also a commitment to fostering talent, creating opportunities, and building a community that thrives through creativity and innovation.
Player to player, pimp to pimp. I'm Lee, you shoot me. Oh! Oh, son of a bitch. You shot me in the ass.
That's all you had to say.
Well, he is not the only one doing it. Like I mentioned it before, last year, actor and producer Mark Wahlberg, who we affectionately refer to as Mark Wahlberger, he moved his family out of Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and he planned on turning Las Vegas into Hollywood 2.0. That's what he said. So he's planning to build a studio out there, create tens of thousands of jobs and opportunities for people out there. We know about Tyler Perry, the great Tyler Perry. In 2019, he grand opened his own studio in Hotlanta, GA. And he did it because he said he was being ignored by Hollywood. Now, Mark Wahlberg isn't ignored by Hollywood at all, but he is a great businessman, or at least he has great business people around him, and he knows what happens when you give somebody an opportunity like he was given an opportunity. So these cats are moving out and making big moves. Congratulations to them, because they are going to be able to make some big moves out there and create some opportunity we didn't even know existed, especially in Shreveport, Louisiana. You go on, 50 Cent, do your thing. You talk about get rich and die and trying. Now, G-Unit Film and Television is a production company that 50 started in 2003. Through the company, he released a documentary called 50 Cent's The New Breed, and he worked with stars to produce shows like Power, in which he also starred in. If you haven't seen Power yet, please, you need to stream that powerful, powerful series, and a lot of fun to watch. All right. And finally, in the House Always Wins business, Dave & Buster's on the Dave & Buster's app will begin to incorporate an option to bet against other players, the company said Tuesday as part of its news release.
Say what?
It's almost as if you have no business training at all.
The arcade company is partnering with Lucria, a company that makes gamification software, and expects to launch the gambling feature in the coming months.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Quote, the new partnership gives our loyalty members real-time, unrivaled gaming experiences and reinforces our commitment to continuing to elevate our customer experience through innovation, cutting-edge technology. Simon Murray, Senior Vice President of Entertainment and Attractions at Dave & Buster's, said in a news release. Now, a representative for Lucria, I hope I'm saying that right, said that there will be a limit on bets, but added that the limit was not something the company could share publicly yet, noting that the average bet between users will be $10.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Now, the company also said it has extensive responsibility gaming policies and that its partners can configure bet limits. Gambling has in recent years moved from a fringe activity into the mainstream, thanks in large part to legalization of sports gambling in many states, leading to a rush of apps and advertising that has caused some concerns about the rise in problem gambling.
You got to know. Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done,
that's all you had to say.
Have we forgot that gambling used to be a very addictive behavior that could hurt lives just as much as crack addiction and alcoholism? That people have sold their houses, not paid their bills, lost cars, have lost their jobs behind gambling. Have we forgotten that that actually used to be a thing? But when it comes to millions and millions of dollars, because the social betting category is a $6 billion industry, I guess the house is winning. And as long as the house is winning, that's all that seems to matter. It doesn't matter if the little guy is losing. But hey, I guess legal betting is better than illegal betting, because then you bring all kind of suspicious individuals into the mix.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, every wise guy still around will take a piece of your ass.
And that is Strictly Headlines for today. Man. Not much of a gambler myself. I'll play the nickel slots in Vegas every now and again. I'll bet the horses if I'm hanging out with somebody that knows what they're doing. That's it for me. I gamble every morning here at 5 a.m. with y'all. You have got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world. You're going to have a great day today. I can feel it on New HD Radio.